everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Peter Yan against Merab Dvalishvili. How do you handicap the main event here? We've seen the number go up on Peter Yan in the last couple days.
Yes. Bantamweight, 135. Yan, unusually enough, enters this off two losses by the record. Both split decisions. One of them, honestly, I scored for Yan. And I think a lot of people did as well. So that could be one and one. Yan, really a fluent boxer, very well-rounded, really great fighter, going to take on a Tasmanian devil vice grip of a Georgian in Merab Dvalishvili. Styles make fights. This sets up to be a really interesting one. As far as price is concerned, Yan opening minus 170 seemed fair to me. Now he's a bloated 230 and rising. And I suppose I can see the path for victory for each athlete here. But that line's starting to get a little bit high, and I almost wonder where it's going and when it may stop.
Exactly, and that's the point here as we talk first strike on this Tuesday before we get to Saturday. It's up to 250 here at DraftKings for Peter Yan. So you mentioned how it opened and where it is now. Dvalishvili right now plus 210. And you mentioned the styles, right? We get it. The decorated boxer and striker that Peter Yan is, he's going to want to keep distance in this potentially five-round matchup. Right now, it is juiced to the over 4.5 rounds here. Dvalishvili needs to be more of that wet blanket and try to really encompass and envelop Peter Yan. Are those the two pathways that you see for each fighter?
I tend to think that Merab is the wear out. It's typical, and we know this isn't anything that I'm enlightening anyone with, but Yan spends two rounds reading his opponents. And this is a five-round fight, and he's usually afforded that. The issue with Merab is he's also a guy that never runs out of gas. He's going to take you down eight times per 15 minutes, so he just doesn't stop. And so to me, this, you know, Yan wants it up. Merab wants it on the ground. It's more than that. It's what's going to happen in the last two rounds here, because I'm almost figuring Merab to be a little bit in a situation where he's a front runner and he wins the first round or two.
Yeah, you mentioned the last fight for Yan, really bitter pill for him to swallow against Sean O'Malley. So I know he probably doesn't want it to go to the cards this time around, a fight that I think the Yan backers think he won against the Sugar Show. But you look at the numbers here, right? By decision for Yan, it's plus 110 if you don't want to lay that big number. For Merab, it's 3-1 here. If you think the fight's just going to go the distance, you don't want to pick a winner, you got to lay $2. What's the more likelihood scenario of happening? Is it that this fight does go all five and then you got to hold your breath again if you're a Yan backer?
Here's how I'm going to handicap it, Dave. This is available now, and I've just made the release, or I should say, my own bet. I'm about to release it. And my feeling, and this is DraftKings, The fight to be decided split or majority decision plus 400. I think this thing's going to go right down to the judges. And if it does go to the judges, just like you're halfway insinuating, nobody knows what could happen. So 4-1 money on a fight that I see very competitive, razor close, and in the judges' hands, I'll take it.
Let's get to the main event, because I am intrigued by it. And again, I get it with Petr Yan, and we know what a decorated striker he is. He's lost his last two decisions. You can make an argument he should have won both of those on the card. I'm sure that the Sean O'Malley decision still sticks in his craw here. But now he does have four L's in that column, the same as Dilashvili here. I'm surprised that Yan is getting bet up. Are you surprised? Because now it's 250 here at DraftKings as we stand on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I am because, I mean, I no credit, you know, where Petr Yan's at him. He's an outstanding fighter and obviously, you know, could be a champion in this weight class. But the combination of, you know, what we've seen and how evolved Merab Dvalishvili has become standing and also with his relentless takedowns. And Petr Yan was controlled at times in that second Aljamain Sterling fight, you know, because of the wrestling, because of the athleticism. And certainly Merab doesn't have the athleticism that the champion in the bantamweight division has, but he's got probably more cardio and better takedown aggressiveness. And oh, by the way, he's a training partner of Aljamain Sterling. So it's another camp for Sarah Longo that's preparing for Yan and preparing for Dvalishvili. And a guy that could go hard for five rounds, you know, could go crazy for five rounds. I'm sure Merab doesn't want to mess around on the feet with Yan, because Yan is that lethal, has that lethal striking. He could carry power into the later rounds. But just the pace that Dvalishvili is going to bring in, at 2-1 right now as a straight-up money-line underdog, I think he's definitely worth a look, because I think this is a guy that could be fighting for a championship maybe next. Maybe he meets Sean O'Malley if O'Malley's successful over Aljamain Sterling, because that would be an intriguing matchup for sure.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Sure.
Very quickly, main event, Petr Yan, Merab Dvalishvili. How do you see this one playing out?
I think this is all Petr Yan. I see the number at -250. I liked it better, obviously, when it was, you know, in the -180s or whatever it was earlier in the week, or, you know, last week for that matter. But the thing for me is, I go back to that fight with Merab Dvalishvili versus Marlon Moraes, and like, he just got outstruck so badly on the feet, couldn't get his wrestling going. And eventually Moraes tired out and Merab took over and wins that fight, TKOs him with some ground and pound. That's not an option against Petr Yan. That dude is not going to tire out in a three-round fight, or even a five-round fight for that matter. Five-round fight, and his boxing is better than Marlon Moraes. You don't have to worry about his chin either.
Let's get to this week, because I'm always fascinated by your numbers, Reed, and I know now, certainly with the wrestlers over the last couple of years talking on this program, how much the numbers really value them. So you look at Petr Yan, a guy who can wrestle, right? But again, against a guy like Merab Dvalishvili, we know that's what he'd like to do, is get this fight down to the ground. Potentially five-round matchup here in the main event. What are the numbers showing you here?
Yeah, they reinforced that narrative. And first of all, if you look at this entire card, which does have heavyweights, it does have light heavyweights, who has the most knockdowns of anyone on this card? It's Peter Yan. Mm-hmm. He has 10 knockdowns recorded. He's only been dropped once. He is a heavy-handed bantamweight. You don't always see that. And his technical striking is clearly superior. You know, he's very accurate on his feet. Now, he doesn't have quite the pace that Mehrab has. And I think we saw that in those battles with Aljamain Sterling. You know, Yan was getting pressured. And if you stifle his offense, then he doesn't have as many weapons. And if you get him on the ground or on the fence, that's how you stifle the weapons. And Mehrab has that opportunity here. Now, if I was picking this straight up, I would go Yan. And the takedown defense of 90% is reassuring. But this is a situation. Mehrab has been one of those guys. He can string together takedown after takedown and put you against the fence. He has very high clinch control. He has dominant grappling on the mat. And you add that up, and basically half of all rounds are spent dealing with his pressure. And so the other half, you have to, you know, somehow win the round with striking alone. So with these odds where they are, it's a value play for me on the upset.
Yeah, and again, it feels like the number's been going up rapidly. Yan now minus 250. Mehrab coming back at plus 210. I wonder if the number's going to keep going up to get even more value before we get to Saturday night. Because of what you said with Dielishvili, kind of that wet blanket type wrestler, right? He's just always constantly pressuring. I understand why the number is at 4.5 here, and it's juiced heavily to the over, minus 215. If you think the fight's going to go the distance and not even pick a winner, that you got to lay $2 to do that. Do you see any finishing potential here? You mentioned the knockdowns of Yan. So KO, TKO, DQ, you can get plus money at plus 250 if you like Yan there. By decision, you can get Yan at plus $1.10. I know the numbers kind of show that it's a value play on Dielishvili, but what about how we think this fight's going to end? Do you see any finishing potential there?
I do like where your head is at with Petr Yan and his striking. And that's a pretty juicy return for a striking finish, because if, you know, as far as bantamweights go, he is well poised to achieve that, because if he does get it in open water for extended periods of time, he's absolutely going to be winning those exchanges. He has very slick counters, but they turn into combinations. So I like the strikes piling up, and he does have 5 rounds to work. We know that he has a gas tank. But, you know, while I might play the value on Mehrab, if I were to pick a prop on the Yan side, if I was supporting him, I would look for a really high return on a striking finish, because it's not intuitive to think that two bantamweights who are going to be grappling a lot, there's going to be a striking finish. But Yan does have that knockdown power that is, it's unlike anybody else on the card right now in terms of how many he's racked up.
Yeah, and I look at it too, and I'm right there with you. If you like Yan, don't want to lay the big price tag down, maybe plus 250 is the way to go. And conversely, Dielishvili, the number is telling you 12-1 to get a KO. Sub is 16-1. Really, the better opportunity there might be Mehrab by decision, and you get 3-1 there. So you can kind of almost hedge it there as this fight progresses.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.